let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Codenamed William Tell by Colonel Don Wilson is an adventure story that starts with an idea by the President of the United States from which a hero emerges. A story of good's triumph over evil as told by a famous historian who himself is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. The story traces the life of our hero from boyhood to manhood and then to a leader of men fighting a secret Cold War. Lieutenant Colonel Don Wilson, U.S. Army retired, having reached the age of 83, is written from experience, lending realism to his story. He freely admits the book is mostly fiction. The author of Codenamed William Tell, part of an action-packed trilogy, Colonel Don Wilson, joining us on This Week in America. Colonel, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, and happy to be here.
I love the book and what you're doing, and the trilogy is action-packed and so much to talk about during the course of the program. You're a very talented and skilled writer. When did you discover, was it at an early age, that language has this power? Because you were a master of language. When did you decide, boy, language has power, and then you got good at it?
Well, from Pearl Harbor until Japan's surrender, I was 11 to 15 years of age and an avid reader of books covering the war. My mother was a member of the Book of the Month Club, and she saw to it that I got good books to read. During that time, I had two newspaper routes, delivering some 80 papers to private residents and apartments. I faithfully read the latest news, and at that age, I was very impressionable. The golden days of radio became the theater of the mind and contributed in no small way to my education. Later in 1949, I joined the Army as a high school graduate, and to my astonishment, a GED test gave me 2 years of college equivalent. That was due to all the reading I did, I suppose.
Well, yeah, what a foundation with your mother encouraging reading, delivering, and looking at newspapers and taking an interest in newspapers at an early age. With us on the program is Colonel Don Wilson. His book is Codenamed William Tell. You find the book available at Amazon. Also, his website, authordonaldwilson.com, and we'll have that on our website and mention it throughout the program. So how did you actually begin writing? Did you set out to be a writer or a specific reason for writing each of the books that you've written so far?
I did not intend to become a writer. As a commander, I wrote many reports, and as Assistant Inspector General at Fort Lewis, I investigated and answered congressional inquiries. An Army base is a city unto itself, with private quarters, the supermarket, commissary, department store, the post exchange, theaters, public schools, and chapels. It's quite possible to complete an assignment comfortably without ever leaving the base. And when we did, it was just a sightsee. It's a cloistered existence. One works side by side with men and women of honesty and integrity. We trust one another. When I retired after 23 years in this environment, I was ill prepared, shocked, if you will, to face a violent and immoral world as I was stepping into. And it quickly turned my trust to suspicion.
Yes.
It was then I started a web blog. A follower at church gave me a book called America's God and Country. It's an encyclopedia of quotes from the giants of our history. It was that book that inspired me to write my first book, The Antibiotic an Ailing America Needs, a compilation of 34 articles from my blog, plus the Sermon on the Mount and the Bill of Rights with commentary. Then it occurred to me to follow the example of Jesus, who got his message across using parables. I decided to write an adventure novel with an underlying Christian message to inform and inspire, codenamed William Tell, which inspired the sequel, codenamed Spirit.
Part of the trilogy that we've talked about, and if you go to Amazon, you'll find both the books that Colonel Wilson has talked about, codenamed William Tell, codenamed Spirit, by Colonel Don Wilson. The book's available at Amazon at the Colonel's website, authordonaldwilson.com. What was it like when you published that first book? And did it change your process of writing? It's always one thing to think about being a writer. What did you learn in doing that first book, actually having it published?
Well, I enjoyed writing. I thought about some advice vital to becoming a successful writer. That is, write about something you know. As a professional soldier and devoted Christian, I could use my experience to write an adventure novel to help the medicine go down without preaching.
And doing it in a very entertaining way and captivating way, the book codenamed William Tell. Interesting, as you read the books, how you come up with the plots and the characters. How do you develop the storyline and then the characters that bring us the storyline in the book?
Well, first I make a lot of notes on the overall message that I'm trying to get across. I'll try to convey. And then continue my notes on the storyline. Characters are created from people I knew well. That seems to be easy when you have the experience. And the first part of the story was the locales and incidents were actually mine. Slightly exaggerated for entertainment purposes.
Yes.
And character development.
Were there any things that were particularly challenging in your writing? Not just codenamed William, but other writing, William Tell, but others as well. Anything challenging in the writing process for you?
Well, yes. Any story must have three parts, the beginning, the middle, and the end. I had to pay particular attention to the transition one to the other without interrupting the flow of the story.
With us on the program is Colonel Don Wilson, author of the book Codenamed William Tell, part of a trilogy, book available at Amazon. Interesting, I want to go back a second in talking about developing characters. Some of these are people that you knew, you sort of had the character in mind based on people. Talk about developing characters. Do you sit down and you know where they're going to go in the story, or do you sort of let some of the characters develop themselves as the writing unfolds in the story?
Well, that's right. I knew who would be who in some cases, knowing that more would be created as the plot thickens.
You talk about real-life experiences, and that's what makes this real, because you're thinking, okay, what if this actually happened or could happen, and how much of it is the fiction that Colonel Wilson has in his books? What were some of the inspirations to draw on you, the word-building that you do in the book? What were some of the inspirations for that?
Well, my greatest inspiration was my father. As a naval officer, he chose not to raise a boy, but to build a man. Strict discipline set my boundaries of behavior, and I was comfortable with them. Next was my relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thanks to my dad. These were all factors in affecting my attitude towards serving my country. The Army rewarded my attitude by opening doors for advancement.
In your books, and specifically talking about Codename William Tell, are there little secrets or messages maybe that the average reader will read over, but others will catch in being able to interpret the message that you're trying to relate? Are there any secrets in the book?
Well, yes. We are what we think. Attitude is everything in life. A positive attitude conquers all. Negative attitude destroys.
And that's a message that will resonate as you're reading the book, Codename William Tell. Colonel Don Wilson, our guest on the program. Everybody thinks they'd like to write a book that would be fascinating to tell your story. You talked about some of the challenges. That's interesting, the transition, getting through the various parts of the book and advancing the story along. For you, what was maybe the hardest part of writing a book?
Well, I was sort of a lone ranger in this project. Proofreading my own work was tough. When you already know what you want to say, it's easy to miss errors and typos. You skip right over them. I would recommend to excuse me, I heard a feedback.
Yes.
I would recommend to any author to have somebody they can rely on proofread their work.
It can relate to that just in writing an email, going back and proofreading, and even missing an error you might have because you know what you're saying, so you're sort of skipping ahead as you're writing through there, and I can understand that that would be a problem to go back and do the proofreading. Let's talk about characters, a character specifically. In the book, Codename William Tell, who do you think is the most important character in the story, and why is that?
The most important character is Hunter William Bowman, alias Codename William Tell. It is his story, his battle with evil, and the greatest temptation of his life, Antonio Lopez, called Tony in the book.
Yes.
A wealthy widow who fell in love with Bowman and longed to recapture a sexual relationship.
That's an interesting relationship that you see develop and go in ways you didn't think it was going to go in the book, Codename William Tell. We all need a hero. Talk about the protagonist, how you set that up.
Well, up until Captain Bowman was recruited into a top secret organization, the events, locales, and experiences are mine as the author. Slightly exaggerated, as I said before, for the sake of entertainment and character building. Once in clandestine service, it is all fiction. His opponent is a KGB agent, codenamed Krait, a deadly viper, best described as a devil's disciple. Unknown to Bowman, Antonia is also a KGB agent, codenamed Swallow, who has come to regret that role.
I told you that relationship was going to take an interesting twist. It is a fascinating read, Codename William Tell, available at Amazon. With us on the program, the author, Colonel Don Wilson. Let's go back and talk about that main character. What's his greatest trial? What is the biggest roadblock he has as you're telling the story?
Well, combat in Korea. He was wounded twice. And of course, in the story, he wins the Congressional Medal of Honor. In reality, if you're thinking about my experience, I did not win the Congressional Medal of Honor, but Bowman did, and it makes an interesting actually it's an interesting piece of his character.
Yes, and as we're reading this and trying to figure out fact from fiction in terms of how close this is to your life, Colonel Don Wilson, talk about the main character and yourself. Compare and contrast you and the main character.
Well, his beliefs are my beliefs. I am a veteran of combat in Korea and Vietnam, serving 23 years of active duty.
With us on the program is Colonel Don Wilson. The book is codenamed William Tell. It's available at the Colonel's website, which is authordonaldwilson.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon. I would think a good villain would be very difficult to write. How did you get in touch with, if there is such a thing as an inner villain to write this book? Was what was the inspiration for the villain?
Well, there's no good villain. They're all bad. So my upbringing and faith gives me a great clear division between good and evil. I merely dwelt in evil for a while.
You really do well in this genre. What is it about this particular genre of writing that is so special to you?
My books are written for the times in which we live. We have misinformed a whole generation and pointed it toward destruction. We are a divided nation. I believe that by any other name, we must teach Christian principles. They are the very basis of civilization. I have endeavored to present this message in an entertaining way, using my military experience and the authority of quotations by giants of our nation history, all of whom were Christians.
A minute or so left in the program, where the time has gone by so quickly. Talk about this as a trilogy, the other books, and what you're working on currently.
Oh, yes. It was the first book that got me started on writing. I discovered how much fun it was. And as a retired person, both from the Army and from business, I was looking for something to do. And to my astonishment, I would sit down and start writing somewhere around 8 in the morning. And when I was through with that particular segment, I suddenly realized it was 2 in the afternoon and I'd missed lunch. Yes, it's it was fun. And so I decided, as I said, to write an adventure story with a Christian message. And that was codenamed William Tell. I reached the end of the book, and I stopped to think, how am I going to end this? And there was much more to the story in my mind, but so I just said, at the end of the book, I just gave the message that Winston Churchill said at the end of the African campaign. This is not the end, not the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning. Look for the sequel to this story. Codenamed Spirit, coming soon. And so then I started writing Codenamed Spirit and just kept going. And then I decided I was going to turn them into screenplays. So I purchased the Movie Magic screenwriter app for my computer, and that allowed me to write and not have to worry about the format that is accepted by Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
Because that's all done for me with the application. And so I wrote three screenplays. Then I decided to take Codename William Tell and Codename Spirit and approach the story in a different way that would be capture the reader's imagination early and not have to go back into my personal history, just to stay with the clandestine story.
Yes.
And we came up with that, and it's coming out, and it'll be called Their Secret Lives. Of course, he's an agent of this secret organization, and then she, without him knowing it, is also an agent of the KGB, which he has come to regret. And how is that going to, keeping those secrets from each other, how is that going to affect their relationship? And then we go into missions that
yes.
Bill, they call him, he preferred to be called Bill, Hunter William Bowman. And that's how he got his code name, because of William Tell. His name was Hunter. And then, of course, Bowman, the chief of his organization, tagged him with the code name William Tell.
Well, you've got so much that you've done and continuing to do. I love the idea of a movie based on your books. The new book, Their Secret Lives, soon to be published by Authors Note 360. So much going on. The book we're talking about specifically today, Codename William Tell by Colonel Don Wilson. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. You'll get information on all of his books there as well. Also, the Colonel's website, which is authordonaldwilson.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you will get all of the information, link on directly to get information on the Colonel's books. Colonel, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything. Love to have you back on the program. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you with us, Colonel Don Wilson. He's the author of Codename William Tell, part of his trilogy, the book available at Amazon. More information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.